Smile, though your heart is aching.
OK， 咁啊，今日有个特别节目嘅，特别节目咧就系、是、有一个国际级嘅搏击手 Wusi，Mr.Wusi， 咁咧佢哋就喺七月份八号度咧喺澳门威尼斯人咧就搞一个李小龙嘅纪念日。咁咧就阿徐家傑兄咧就同佢好朋友咁啊安排咗嚟做一個專訪嘅，問下佢搞呢個 Police League 嘅紀念日咧有啲咩特別嘅深層意思？咁點解我哋中國人又唔搞啊？又搞俾啲鬼搞去南非嘅拳手嚟搞啊？咁啊 ，Mr. Sir，
Thank you, Mr. Doctor Kwok， 多謝你嘅郭博士。
係。
大家好，我係徐家傑，大家我見過好多次面噶啦。咁我咧今日咧就好特別，就邀請咗阿 Master Wusi 咧。Wusi 咧佢係南非人，咁佢又係搏擊生涯咧就好細開始。佢熟習拳擊、柔道、空手道、泰拳、MMA 係打職業嘅。佢打曬打到攞冠軍、世界冠軍、幾屆冠軍嘅。咁佢依家就香港扎咗根啦，有太太一家人嚟香港。咁佢就香港推動武術，就機緣巧合咧，就呢個祭典咧，就將會喺七月咧，就由美國啲人帶啲大團過嚟，就綜合埋香港啊各地嘅，就喺威尼斯人搞呢個李小龍祭典。咁呢個意義喺邊度咧？我哋問明佢啦。By the way, the this function we're going to see happening in Macau on the 8th of July. What's the purpose to it your context?
Yeah, no, the main purpose of the tribute of Bruce Lee is actually the first ever martial art tribute for Bruce Lee, because now we focus more on his martial art, the JKD, when he put together all the different forms of martial arts together to create today what we call mixed martial arts.
Good.
You know?
Okay. 咁咧，咁咧就佢哋嗰個睇法就係過往李小龍嗰啲大型活動咧，個聚點一般都係喺佢啲電影工作啊，或者佢都做出位啊，觀眾即係中意睇呢啲嘢。但係呢次咧就好專一，係針對佢嘅武術歷程，同埋將唔同種類嘅武術混埋，而生產到呢個舉世聞名嘅綜合格鬥技 MMA 出嚟，係李小龍嘅功勞嚟㗎。所以佢哋嘅重點咧就係嗰樣嘢。
Yeah, so now, so the goal of that, because of Bruce Lee, you know, is something that stays is very close to my heart, because I'm a martial artist today because of him. You know, like seeing him on TV, I think I was like what 3 or 4 years old.
咁咧，佢就話睇見李小龍咧，嗰啲親切感咧，好難即係解釋，因為李小龍佢先入咗去武道，先去做一個武術家。佢最細見到李小龍係三歲睇電視，咁從此咧嗰個印象就入咗去啦。
So now, so from then, you know, that's when I was like, wow, I want to be that guy. You know, like
when
you yeah, like, I want to be that guy. But now it's like, okay, how's that possible, right? So now, I guess that was then I got the glimpse of martial arts, you know. And then from there, I always wanted to learn martial arts somewhere. You know, that I started with karate, and then karate, I was like, okay, you know, do a bit of boxing, you know. Then I moved up to kickboxing, I liked it, I stayed within the kickboxing community for like a few years, and I attained my black belt, you know, in kickboxing. Then I was fighting also amateur and professionally also kickboxing. Then from there, that's when I changed to Thai boxing.
Muay Thai.
Yeah, Muay Thai. You know, the time we say Thai boxing, then it was Muay Thai, because Thai boxing was more like a modified, no elbows and no full rules, right?
So, Muay Thai is free
yes,
form.
Yes. And then in the middle of that, and then I started doing jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and so forth. That's before, you know, I came into Asia, actually. And then I moved to Asia, then from that, you know.
Let me intervene, otherwise I'll lose out. Yeah.佢咧咁，自從睇咗李小龍之後，佢就想我盡量要練好我武術。咁一乜嘢都學，咁啊首先啊學呢個柔道啦、空手道啦，咁啊跟住啊踢拳道 （kickboxing）， 咁啊又攞咗啲榮譽啊、獎杯啊咁，但係就唔夠癮，咁啊再向上爬，咁啊又拳擊啦，跟住咧就學埋泰拳啦。咁啊泰拳當時有啲人冇手踭嘅，即係冇空眼嘅，即係淨係打比較即係温柔，即係比較文明式嘅泰拳。咁佢跟住咧。就更上一層樓，就嚟呢個亞洲啦，嚟泰國啦。Yes.
Yeah. Then so in the middle of that, you know, so it's always been like wanted to understand more. Cause look, me coming up, you know, okay, first thing, I saw Bruce Lee on TV, right? Then I was under the impression, okay, he's a movie star, you know, but after a while, when I was older, then I realized, okay, this guy, he was a martial artist before he became a movie star. Exactly, a movie star. And that's when only actually, that's in 1970s, only at the time when Bruce Lee, he brought his Jeet Kune Do to America and so forth to the movie industry. That's when actually the movie industry in terms of martial art, it became like a boom, a huge business. Yeah.
初初咧，佢就唔明見咗一個明星。
但係當個時間長咗，發覺原來係佢真係武術家嚟喎，呢個唔係做戲喎。佢將呢個截拳道咧，從喺發展開來咧，就喺美國一路發揚光大咧。咁變見咗透天紅全世文明世界。咁佢一路跟住嗰條路行啦。咁李小龍咧係佢個guiding light，做guiding light。
呢度咧補充
下，有些分別嘅。喺而家市場上嗰啲成龍啊、甄子丹啊、李連杰嗰啲咧，係全部咧就係由。 電影出嚟有名嘅，係唯一李小龍咧就係由武術之後先入電影嘅個名氣啊，佢由武術之後先入電影。但係而家你最近期嗰啲武打明星咧都係由電影，但佢武術嘅歷史喺度分別有呢度。
Yeah, different. Yeah. So yeah, so you know that then from there you know I started learning like, oh, okay, so now different arts. What are the different arts? Then I started to understand more, you know, what he did and what he has accomplished, you know? And then that's then you see like the likes of organizations like UFC came about, you know, promoting mixed martial arts, you know? What they did, they only gave Bruce Lee
a credit
to say he's a master of the, you know, in a sense of the ring. It was never a tribute.
Yeah.
Yes.
咁咧佢一路提升自己之後咧，就發覺呢個原來跟住 UFC 又出現啦，嗰啲綜合格鬥技，咁佢咧就跟住入嗰條路咧，就為咗強化自己啊，一樣學巴又啊，又打啊咁。至到今時今日咧，佢打嘅賽事即係乜嘢賽事都打過曬。咁有啲觀眾如果唔明，
你唔知佢個背景嘅，其實嗰打好紅㗎，佢打到打暈曬已經。武林風咧，昆崙輝，武林風，武林風，佢哋大嘅機構，三個佢都打過，所以國內電視佢出過好多次，好多嗰啲一流高手同佢都熟嘅。咁啊，不單止啊，如果你大家係注泰拳，你聽過最紅呢一個國際間有叫做搏球嘅。 咁搏球同搏球係搏球喺泰國一個同佢齊名嘅拍住十多架，嗰個就叫肉醒界，肉性界。咁肉性界其實手拳咧，我個人睇法咧，依家就高過搏球啦，已經。早期可能搏球高少少，依家佢高過搏球。咁冇，因為搏球唔敢撞佢，大家傾幾次抌一百萬出都唔肯打。肉醒界同佢打過四次，佢贏過一次啦嘛。唔簡單啊，唔簡單啊！咁有時又即係周居勞頓啊，裁判啊，各方面，雖然緊要，佢嘅勇氣同埋嗰個訓練咧，佢一塊真係好材料嚟嘅。Your good message, your good material. You also win sometimes. You know the atmosphere, the traveling, and the referees and judges. But you are a fighter. You're a warrior at heart. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then you know, so now with all of that, you know, because of the credit is not enough. Because this guy is a beginning actually of mixed martial arts, you know? So the way everybody did it, especially I'll talk about UFC because they're the ones in the martial art industry, right? They did the credit, they did merchandise, they did dolls to sell for themselves, not for the Bruce Lee Foundation or anybody, Bruce Lee, right? So you see that as a martial artist, it's not really from the heart, you know?
Yeah. 佢有一個點子係咩咧？就係話李小龍呢個身份喺綜合格鬥出現之後咧 ，UFC 都係做咗個樣，出個形象出嚟啊，賣商品用佢名，即係話佢係綜合格鬥技嘅功臣啦。咁實際綜合格鬥技，我翻查曬所有記錄，因為我一路跟住冇離開過場嘅。咁其實不嬲，綜合格鬥技都有人玩嘅。 但係嗰個形式唔同啊。喺美國有人推過係當自慰技擊啊咁，因為古時有公元前680年已經喺啊奧林匹克有拳擊啊，即係拳擊加摔角，即係撞格鬥技啦出現過。但係以現代化嘅競技模式係冇人玩過，直至李小龍喺個電影度拋出嚟係格鬥形式嘅綜合格鬥技，係逆道式嘅打法。啊！佢戲裏邊就好似其中一套戲，佢直情打到落地之後咬人添，係用逆道去贏，即係因為佢身材唔夠人打，係要用啲超即係超常嘅手段去贏啊嘛。咁其實 MMA 嗰個整個意念咧，就係我做嘢係你意外意料唔到嘅，係逆道而行而嚟贏你嘅。It's the out of ordinary tactics to win the fight.
Of course, of course, you know. And again, it's out of ordinary to do things even like outside of the fight, right? Because of the way he did things in martial arts, that's how actually in his life it was complicated. That's why so many enemies, they don't understand why he did all of this. You understand? But Jimmy knew what he wanted to achieve, you know?
所以呢，在李小龍的情況，大家看到他生命那麼短，他成就那麼高呢，是很多人敵視。他那個有本回憶的書是74年出的，叫《李小龍的傳奇》，就是他太太有份參與的，就同埋一個叫Alex Ben Block 寫得很好的。七十年代嗰陣時，嗰陣時距離佢離開只一年啫，咁就裏邊講到佢咧，就係冚唪唥攞嘢，話佢真係冇朋友慘。除咗個荷里活嗰幾個最親嘅咧，周圍啲人都打壓佢啊，或者對佢敵視佢。咁你冇辦法㗎，你個人咁短時間成就咁高咧，你去到度度都爆曬燈，人哋點頂得你順啫？你入電影啊搶曬光，你嘅武術界你啊坐頭位，咁啲老師傅啊頂你唔順㗎嘛？變咗人嗰個妒忌心咧，特別香港，我哋當年睇住就永春界當年哇仇恨到佢不得了嘅，當佢係叛徒嘅。後屘佢出資去即係移民走嘅時候咧，宗師走咗，佢出資去嗰度去裝香，咁就平息咗當時嘅。哇！當時起曬紅㗎，成個國術界對佢針對得好緊要。咁但係佢嘅成就大家有目共睹。嗱，我唔係李小龍 fans， 但係我純粹歷史角度睇呢件事。咁佢係一個中國人，好偉大嘅武術家，亦都係一個創造者。咁啊，佢細節啲我哋再講。Back to Mr. Bruce Master 老師。
Yeah, so as you can see, like in general, this coming event is like I said, it's a celebration of his martial art. You know, because everything else is being celebrated, but besides the martial arts.
佢就話今次嘅特別咧，就係以前佢所有嘅嘢都有人提過啊，或者標榜過、宣揚過，而今次最點咧就係李小龍嘅武術。因為佢嘅武術就擺出咗綜合格鬥技，咁啊呢樣嘢咧就好多人用呢樣嘢做商品啊賺錢，咁冇人搞過李小龍嘅綜合格鬥技基金或者乜嘢去真係幫翻武術咧未有，咁依家講就係呢個係一個想法啫，咁我哋順住喺呢度睇啦。
Because you know the goal and purpose, yes, it's unity, right? Unity in martial arts, which means unity in martial arts, meaning that we are able to exchange, you know, exchange ideas, exchange in terms of competition, you know, in a much more healthier way. It's not like so-called fighting, because in a combat sport, it's not a fighting. It's much more respect. You know, you come in, you come and learn. You know, you go in, you go fight. You know, it's a learning experience. Because now, if you challenge yourself to someone who's greater than you, and then they beat you.
Okay,
it's an honor because now that guy shows that he's great, then you gotta go back, you know. So, yeah.
佢哋就係覺得最重要咧，武術界咧，大家要團結啦。咁因為作為一個武士，你去打同對方打，你輸咗口服心服啦，尊敬對方嚇。咁有機會你咪練好啲，咪再打過咯。咁一定要大家團結之中咧，要互相交流啦。就用無論喺技術上啊、思想上啊，咁製造一個好啲嘅大環境俾大家，咁呢樣嘢好重要。That's very important.
Yeah,
I think that's a good point.
You know, cause people they tend to translate martial art wrong. You know, they translate martial art with fighting, because fighting is associated with violence, with abuse and so forth. But martial art doesn't promote that at all. You know, it's only your mainstream media. People don't know actually martial art.They'll promote it that way. They see it as a fight, you know.
佢嗰個觀點咧就話，好多人咧將武術個推展咧就找錯用神，一味就推佢打刺激。其實武術最重要咧就係個內涵，同埋點樣去即係尊敬啊，點樣去提升自己。咁即係呢個從淨係打係兩回事。
Yeah, because now when you say unity, it can be unity with first with yourself, you know.With your peers, with your parents, with your, you know, with your, everybody around you. That's unity, right? So you gotta know where you're going.
嗱，嗰個團結咧，最緊其實咧，由自己開始，你同你周邊嘅朋友啦，你同你自己嘅團結，即係你嘅內心世界同個身體都可能協調啊。咁你自己團結到同家人，跟住啊同爸爸媽媽啊周邊嘅朋友，咁你個大環境咧好啊。
So this is what martial art promotes, but you see, you don't hear about this on your mainstream media, you know, because it doesn't sell tickets.
因為你要賣到飛嘅。
You see, yeah, because and again, you know, a lot of people they like controversy, but not. It's only maybe like 5% of the population in the world that like controversy, but now the rest of the world is just focusing on that. But that's not what is actually the martial art is.
咁啊，好多人都比較喜歡嗰啲爭議性嘅話題啦，即係有啲事故啊，有啲爭議，有啲大家嘅矛盾啊咁。一部分人中意睇，但係實際咧，武術唔係淨係嗰樣嘢，武術有好多好優質嘅。
So yeah, so now you know, like being influenced by Bruce Lee, you know, for me that's what I found, you know, like this guy for me is my icon. You know, I wanted to be like this guy when I saw him.
Lee Hsien Loong 就佢個偶像，佢個 role model 嗰個角色代表，咁佢就好想即係跟隨佢咁去行個人生嘅路。Yeah,
so regardless whatever criticisms that he has on his sleeves. Everybody has that. It doesn't matter who you are, you know. Even Trump has his own, you know. So it's like, you can't judge a man by his journey or the mistakes that he did. You know, I mean, you can judge him by the good.
佢無論人哋講李小龍乜嘢好，人生路上個個都係歷程都好過，好即係好深遠嘅，中間發生好多事，會有好不好點寫，唔重要。佢重要就係呢個人。 終極嚟嘅評估咧，係一個咁成功咁偉大嘅人，所以佢覺得佢係佢嘅偶像。Yeah,
you know, talk about Bruce Lee, talk about global icon. You know, I was really surprised, like when I came to Hong Kong and talk about Bruce Lee, people they look at me like they don't show any what you call it connection with. Then I wonder like what is.
佢都有啲意外嘅嚟到香港最初嘅時候，因為佢3歲已經睇入咗老李小龍，佢嚟到香港同人講李小龍，發覺啲人都好似好淡薄咁。 冇話特別熱情啊，或者好自豪啊，覺得咁好似好冷漠，有啲好似都唔知咩事咁。Yeah,
because with that also like, you know, like growing up also watching movies like Bloodsport from Jean-Claude Van Damme, it was all shot in Hong Kong, right? So now seeing that, I thought, okay, you know what? All right, so these people there, they should be like, you know, but now I come in, I'm like, it's completely different. Yes, you know, you see a lot of the old generation, they're still keeping. They do a lot of Tai Chi in the parks and so forth to keep in the tradition of martial arts, right? That I like because you don't see it anywhere except Asia, right? You know, but then I thought, okay, the youth understands more, but now the youth completely lost. Yeah, it's shocking.
佢話嚟到初一見到咧就好意外啦，因為佢睇咁多武術嘅戲咧，都好多香港拍嘅嗰啲國際電影咧，上教運動啊嗰啲咁好多戲講搏擊啊泰拳。 咁但係嚟到香港啲人原來唔係個個真係咁熱心呢個搏擊嘅，咁係除咗公園見到啲老人家喺度摸太極，但係嗰方面佢好欣賞，因為咁樣對身體好，咁亦都係對佢地方嘅文化咧係有一個好嘅外形喺度。
好啦，咁啊介紹下你講乜嗰啲好啦，
其實我咧個人嚟講咧，總結講綜合幾句咧，咁李小龍咧係我哋嘅中國人嘅光彩啦。佢嚟緊咧就喺一個佢1973年咧。 7月20號咧就辭世嘅，咁至到今年嘅7月20咧就啱4日4年，所以呢個慶呢個呢個呢個祭典咧都係個時間選得好啱嘅。咁啊，李小龍係好一個好出位嘅人啦，佢當年佢推行嘅嘢咧，佢行嗰條路係冇人行得到嘅，因為係好刺激，因為好野火，咁成日就批評嗰啲人嗰啲叫 organized despair， everybody all the classical mess， 即係話人嗰啲經典垃圾。 咁當然，而家佢講有啲人認同，有啲人唔認同啦。呢個見仁見智啊。咁但係佢講説話係令人發人心聲嘅，即係佢能夠解放自己啊。佢嘅 liberator 佢解放自己。咁因為佢解放自己由思想開始，因為你思想唔解放，你身體更之唔會解放。佢主張首先解放自己先。咁咧解放自己咧就求到呢個智慧，有個智慧引領去行。你唔係打一路拳 ，it's not a style of martial art，it's a way of thinking，it's a way of application。咁咧佢所以咧佢，我覺得佢係一個解放者。 咁第二佢亦都係一個哲學家，佢嘅武術哲學咧用諸人生咧都好啱嘅。第三咧，佢肯定大家知佢係藝術家啦，佢拍嘅電影，佢打出嚟嘅功架全部都 art。His pure and that guy's got art on his face。佢自細已經演戲啦，所以呢個冇得爭議嘅。第四呢有呢個 point 咧，好特別就係佢亦都係一個預言者，一個智者。He was a visionary. Why? Because there was a book I mentioned just now, The Legend of Bruce Lee. 李小龍傳奇本書咧，就個作家就訪問咗Daniel Santos 伊魯山道士個徒弟啊，大徒弟，同埋Linda 同埋佢太太 Linda 嘅。咁啊，講翻佢當時啊，佢即係佢在生前講過，佢話 martial art 咧武術咧將會透過日本咧將會大盛嘅，由日本帶來。他嗰陣時係七四前之前講嘅，結果九幾年咧就發生咗，喺日本大盛 K1 啦、Empire 榮光啦、綜合格鬥嘅冚啦，由日本開始。佢話但係咁慢慢咧，跟住咧，隨住時間進展咧，空手道將會式微，中曬喎，泰拳將會興起 ，Thai boxing will become very popular， 全世界打泰拳中咗。但係佢最後嗰句最攞命講得最盡，佢因為有呢啲交流賽事咧 ，because of tournaments。There will only be one universal style，將會有一種全球嘅格鬥嘅，就係 MMA 啦。嗱，佢講在身講嘅嘢，當時七四年寫出嚟，咁呢句幾句説話完全係歷史證明咗係準確，所以我係一個佢一個預言家，一個智者，佢睇到前瞻嘅。最後咧，佢係 body expressionist， 佢係身體語言，佢做到嘅嘢冇人做得到嘅。咁綜合嚟講，佢有知識。佢知識係咩？佢知道自己要咩，佢知道你哋大家要咩，佢知道市場要咩。He knows exactly what you want, what he wants, and what the market wants. That's why he's one. Okay. Hail to Bruce Lee.
True.
咁你講下你呢個？
咁咧就
嘉傑哥，你同佢做咗個海報。
咁我好開心啦！就我玩咗幾十年武術咧，就好開心啦！有機會將自己啲師承咧。唔淨止列咗落嚟，因為個俾我好多得益啦。咁我揾翻嗰啲相咧，就整咗一個圖譜出嚟。咁啊，由最早最遠嘅宗師200年前打喺龍洞開始，至到我啲師公啊，同埋我主要嘅師傅啦，都喺呢度啦。咁啊，好幸運啲相都有。咁其中啊，比較突出咧，就有一個泰國嗰啲啊，定含全國頂級噶啦。咁啊，呢度唔使再翻講。裏面有幾個西雙版納，佢大家拳嗰啲跳舞嗰啲好原始嘅拳術。咁另外一個咧就是上海中國第一代嘅拳擊冠軍，卓豪遠東毒射手嘅鄭吉常，佢教咗一年，佢嗰啲西洋拳咧係1948年代表中國日本打，好正。而佢嗰手 the boxing 個左手咧係我見到人中真係完全最好練得最好嘅，咁我話得意不少。咁另外一個咧，嗱呢個最特別啦，係金邊嘅一個師傅。咁我揾佢學咩？原來金邊爛柬埔寨全部爛曬之後，要重整拳壇，佢就政府嘅一個特工，就俾個任務去將個拳壇重新組織起嚟。咁佢亦都係以前嘅拳王嚟嘅。咁我喺身上咧就揾翻好多揾唔到已經失落嘅東西。
嗯。
O K， 咁啊，多謝郭博士啊，
唉，冇
係，好靚，好靚，
幫佢調曬咗個。嗱，呢個話啱啊，嘉傑哥上報同佢訪問嘅。呢個係好有紀念性嘅，就係講話最早輪嗰個泰拳、
太極，
即係搞笑啊！喂，咁啊，好多謝你今日嚟提供咁多寶貴資料啦，咁你可以同佢走得噶啦。
好 ，thank
you，OK。
啊 ，thank you，thank you，thank you very
much，thank
you，thank
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 you，OK，OK，多謝你，OK，OK，OK。